Well, good morning, family. Okay, so I want to turn to Romans this morning. We're going to read off Romans 8. There's a reason why I read from Romans 7 this morning, because Romans 7 leads up to 8. 7 gives us the stark feeling of our nature, our sinful nature. It's recorded. Our sinful nature dwelling with what's inside of us. It's the action, the good we want to do, but we don't do. And we're all experiencing that. That's why when we read Romans 7, we can feel convicted. And we feel the love and hurt that Paul has about his nature. And it's real to us, because each one of us has been a person that knows we should be doing something different than what we're doing. And the things that we want to do, the game plan we had the night before, and how we're going to affect the world for Christ, and how we're going to go up and start reading the Bible program we have set for us, and we're going to start witnessing to that person. The next day happens and we just can't get it out. And it leaves us in a state in 7 where it just talks about how we're going to be at war with our sin. And then 8 comes. Okay. The whole one, I encourage you on your own. If you like what the sermon's about today, or the God inspired sermon, is not what I have to feel about it. Hopefully it's what God's words are. Read the entire chapter 8, because it has to do with our rebound, our comeback for the statement that Paul has in 7. What we're going to read today is going to be from Romans chapter 8. Looks like it's going to be verse 38 to the end. I'm sorry, verse 30 to the end. So turn your Bibles to Romans 8. We're going to start at verse 30. I'll read the entire chapter, then we'll get into it. I'm sorry, it's going to be 8:28. Verse 8, starting at 20, verse 28. The word of the Lord from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good to those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And though he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And all those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say into response to these things? If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who can bring a charge against those who God has chosen? If it is God who justifies, who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, no more than that, who is raised to life and is at the right hand of God, and also is interceding for us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine, nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to them who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, that nor things present nor things in the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, I pray, Father, that your words that Paul spoke, Father, be encouragement to our lives, that we take this word, Father, we break it down, we fill ourselves full of hope, and we go out to a world that solely needs the message of you, Lord, and affect it the best to our abilities, the grace that you have given us. So he starts out in Romans verse 28, and it says that we know, there's two things I want you to focus on. The word all and the word good. Okay? He says that all things that God is working for our good, for those who love them. The word all means all. We talked about this morning in Bible study, that when we read God's word plainly, we should take it plainly. Okay? So when we hear told that good things are being worked for us by the word of God, it's not just at work. It's not just in our marriages. It's not just in our hobbies. It's also in our sicknesses. It's in our bills. It's in our enemies that actively seek to cause us harm. It's in our government system. It's in our families. Every aspect of our life. There's not one aspect of your life, if you love God, that's not being worked out for good. Not one. Some of us right now, and I'm talking about Christians universal, are experiencing bad news this morning. All right, they, in the form of maybe a loved one's lost. Maybe someone found out this morning that they were diagnosed with cancer. Maybe someone's trying to, as a Christian, is trying to fight different things inside their life, fight sin. And these things have an immediate effect on us, and it brings it to us a place of just wanting and lacking and feeling like we don't have the courage to move on to the next day. And we're awed by the problem. Paul and God, mostly, and God more importantly, would like you to know that in every situation of your life, because you love God, He is working good for you. Amen. That's now, here comes the issue. Here comes our part of it, is our perception. We have to learn to grasp a perception of God working good. We have no problem working the perception of the problem. We can always see the problem clearly. But do we ever see the good being rescued? And that's what Paul's bringing. And it's not like Paul's a guy who's never had a problem before. It's not like we're talking to Bill Gates here, right? Who's had a great life and, hey, man, things are going to be good, bro. Don't worry about it. Man, if you don't know about Paul, he knows a little something about tough times. He's been persecuted. He's been betrayed by friends. He's been shipwrecked, close to death. He had his back whipped apart. Every government he's ever been a part of has it out for him. He ends up getting executed, wounded by close people. And here, Paul, who's had a rough life and had a tough time and could have had a rightful gripe to be upset about